This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. President Trump spent some time on the ground in Texas today. First stop was Corpus Christi, a couple of hundred miles south down the coast from Houston. They did all right there weather-wise, about 3 to 5 inches of rain at the port, lots of strong winds. Corpus is the number 6 port by tonnage in the entire United States. John LaRue is the executive director of the Port of Corpus Christi. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
First things first, what's the status? How you doing down there?
We're doing okay. You know, obviously not great, but much better than a lot of the other communities north of us. The storm in the eye wall went about 25 miles to our north and east, so we missed the brunt of it. We had winds here at the Port Administration Building on Friday evening about 105 miles an hour versus 135 or more 25 miles away. So major damage to the port and our facilities was avoided. We're really concerned that we're going to have a major flood event with the hurricane, and we did not have that.
When do you expect to be, or are you already up and running at full port capacity?
We are not. We're just working right now. We have to work with, obviously, a number of federal agencies, but principally to get the ship channel back up and operating. We have to work. The Coast Guard has to approve, look at all the surveys that we're doing and the private industry are doing of the docks and facilities and make sure they're safe and secure. And then the Corps of Engineers do a physical survey where they actually look underwater at the ship channel and make sure there's no obstructions or shoalings, and they're completing that today. We hope to have a dredging team here by the end of the week, and we hope to be open as soon as practical after that. We will be ready. Electricity, we just had a meeting with AEP, our electric provider here in Corpus Christi, and they're getting almost all of the industry back up on the electric grid today. So we're not far away from returning to operations.
Big picture for me then, as you think about your colleagues sort of up and to the northeast through Houston and now into Louisiana, for the rest of the national economy and the petrochemical industry down there, what's your sense of how that's going to go in the next days and weeks?
Well, it depends on the flooding and what happens to the flooding in some of the major petrochemical industries in the Houston Ship Channel and in Beaumont and Port Arthur. That is, depending on what numbers you want to use, 25 to 35% of the capacity for refining in the United States. So any shutdown there, and right now the Houston Ship Channel shutdown, will impact gas prices and supplies in the near term. Hopefully they're going to be okay. We had the wind, they're getting the water.
John LaRue, the executive director of the Port of Corpus Christi, Texas. Sir, thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome.